It is Thursday, and it's time to take a look at another one of the jury recommendations from the inquest into the deaths of Carol Culleton, Anastasia Kuzak, and Natalie Warmerdam in Renfrew County. Joining us to speak about it, as she does every week, is the executive director of Lanark County Interval House, Aaron Lee. Aaron, welcome back.
Always nice to be with you, Bob.
We are at number 54, and 54 says, the province must enhance court supports for IPV survivors and develop an IPV-focused model for criminal courts, similar to the Family Court Support Worker Program. Consideration should be given to the Independent Legal Advice Program for survivors of sexual violence as a model for IPV survivors. Like so many of these others, it seems to be talking about making something custom to IPV victims, survivors, and making sure that the resources are there for them specifically, instead of them having to adapt to another system in place.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right, Bob. I think that what we know works in our community is we have a Family Court Support Worker Program that really the leadership came in our province from Luke's Place in Durham Region. And we have court support workers in many anti-violence agencies across the province. It has been supported by the Ontario government, perhaps not adequately, but that's not what today's about. But certainly, I think what we recognize is the shortfall when it comes to dealing with criminal court. And when it comes to be able to deal with, we are working in our community through the Victim Advocate Program. We are working with Victim Witness, and we're working with the Crown, and we're working with Victim Services and the Hospital Program. But not all communities are doing that. And having a worker who is specifically trained and understands how the court process works for criminal court and can provide that support so that a survivor can lean on that person, especially when there's all kinds of jargon and language and formality happening in the court. You are facing your abuser, it's criminal court, and you are quite anxious. It would be great for survivors to have that model that's replicated from the Family Court Support Program, where somebody is trained to be their support and offer them that time. It would need to be something that is done in conjunction with the Victim Witness Assistance Program in terms of not duplicating service, but looking at how do we enhance the role of VWAP, but while also looking at what this kind of model and this kind of program could be doing outside of the very day of court, outside and all the preparations leading up to.
Yeah, because we've talked about the other victim supports that are in place. Having one specifically dealing with the legal jargon, helping them walk through what they're going, even understanding their rights, that would just be an incredibly valuable asset.
I think you're absolutely right. I think that when you're living in a moment and you've been affected by trauma, understanding language, understanding what a Form 23 is versus what an affidavit is versus, you know, what does it mean disclosure versus, you know, all of those, the language, it can be quite overwhelming and it can also be quite silencing. The other thing we know in rural communities, and specifically in our rural community, courthouses aren't that big. And so when you're navigating the courthouse, you're often a very short distance away from the abuser. And so it would be really great to have a program that replicates the Family Court Support Program to be working on all the steps leading up to and going through that process with them, and also being able to support afterwards. Again, I want to be clear that in our community, we do have the Victim Witness Assistance Program, and that program is formidable and does amazing work. It would be great if we could take from their lead to create a model that would enhance their work and lean so they could lean on us a little bit more, or lean on that model a little bit more, so that at the end of the day, the victim has the best possible experience and understanding of what they're navigating.
And that's what it's all about.
It is absolutely about keeping the victim at the center and ensuring that victims have the most empowered experience of the process, that they are valued, and that we take the time to answer the questions about why. We have learned from survivor forums over and over again that often they just want to know the answers to why. Why did my children have to be spoken to without me? Why did the police do that? Why did the judge say this? Why? And sometimes we don't have enough time in our busy schedules providing service to take the time to answer the very important questions about why. And that will increase victims' empowerment, and it will increase their understanding, and then they will feel much more valued in the process.
Aaron Lee, thank you very much for this. Very much appreciate it.
Thank you, as always.
I'm Bob Perreault for Lake 88 and LanarkLeadsToday.ca.